Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Oh, yeah. 720 WGN, and that's, of course, Little Lies from Fleetwood Mac at 752. This is that is being used as an introduction to a feature that we are going to do for the very... This is the second time, right, Eli?
Episode two
of...
Two Truths and Eli.
And that means there is going to be three stories, yes?
Yes, I spent the day compiling a bunch of news stories as well as writing some of my own. I'm going to present three of them to you. One of them is fake, and it's going to be your job to figure out which one is that false story.
I can't wait to hear them.
So here is story number one.
All right.
Miss Piggy is going back to space. To celebrate 50 years of The Muppet Show, Marvel Comics has announced a new comic crossover that will see Kermit the Frog, Fozzie Bear, and more team with the likes of Spider-Man, Black Panther, and the Hulk. Titled The Muppets Take the Marvel Universe, the series will also explore the storyline possibilities of Doctor Strange interacting with the Swedish Chef or the highly anticipated meeting between Animal and Groot. Issue number one releases this September.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Story number two. The Ministry of State Security in China has said that foreign intelligence agencies are using, quote, spy turtles and spy fish equipped with sensors to gather sensitive data. In fear that the creatures are being used to create underwater maps of the country's coastline and track oil deposits, the ministry is offering rewards to anglers who can help remove the alleged spy devices, with reports that one angler received over $73,000 for his discovery. This type of espionage is not uncommon, as in 2019, a beluga whale who was wearing a harness was washed up on the shores of Norway and was believed to be trained by the Russian Navy. That was story number two.
Okay.
The spy turtles.
Yeah, the spy turtles.
Story number three. Wikipedia is getting their feet wet into the streaming service game. With the exponential rise in popularity of short-form content like Instagram Reels or TikTok, Wikipedia will be using AI to convert their database into video form. Tentatively called WikiVision, the interface looks like a cross between TikTok and a classic encyclopedia, with citations floating at the bottom of each video like subtitles. Every video has a tab where the user can see the source, a talk page, and a revision history, just like a traditional article, and here's the kicker. For a subscription fee of $23 a month, users can edit the content just like a Wikipedia article.
Okay, so now I am going to pick the story that isn't true, correct?
I mean, all of them sound absurd, but only one of them is fake.
Yeah, and I must say, congrats on creating a false story that sounds real. I think your future is in journalism. Okay, I'm not kidding. I'm going with the faked story being spy turtles.
You said Spy Turtles was fake?
Yeah.
John, you would be incorrect this week.
What?
Spy Turtles was a real story that came out from the Chinese Ministry of State Security earlier this afternoon, where they found some turtles and with harnesses, GoPros, and other sensors on them. The Wikipedia one is one that I wrote a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I thought, wouldn't it be funny? Since Wikipedia asks me for money all the time, they want the little subscription.
Yeah.
Like, what if they were making some video content in a way?
And what a totally believable story.
I shopped that one around the office to see if these stories would be plausible this afternoon, and you were not the only one to be puzzled.
Oh, I'll bet not.
I'm a little proud of myself today.
You should be. And, you know, also the delivery. It's also the delivery is key, and there was no wavering whatsoever. It all sounded like a legitimate report.
Well, it sounds like we have a solid game on our hands.
But it wasn't. I'm looking forward to the next time we do that.
Should be a lot of fun.
At 720 WGN, Corey Remore, our good friend at the Chicago Tribune, will be on with us because it's Tuesday and we like to get her on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. So that'll be happening shortly. But right now it's time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.